Sydney, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So, so this exhibition finishes pretty soon, coming on November the 17th. What are people missing out on if they don't get along to it this week?
Well, they're going to miss a really amazing story of music making, as you say, in the first 70 years of European settlement in New South Wales. And it's a musical world shared through almost 100 rare objects, as well as we've got 65 stories exploring the first peoples and European settler narratives. I think one of the real attractions is the 60-track soundtrack we've created. It's been a pretty big job, and we've had over 80 musicians, technical staff in Australia and Britain working together to record many of the tracks.
Right, so it's a pretty big effort.
It has been, yeah. It sort of took us by surprise, really. We didn't quite mean to have quite so many, but it's been really worth it.
Probably for the best, though. How did it come about?
Well, it's come about because Sydney Living Museums, which is where Museum of Sydney is, actually looks after lots of really significant historic houses, and those houses have a lot of music in them and musical instruments. So that's houses like Elizabeth Bay House, Vaucluse House, Elizabeth Farm. And over the years, as research librarian, I've had people asking me, well, what are the musical stories? You know, what are the instruments? What's the music? And the more people ask, the more we thought we've really got to engage deeply with this. So we commissioned a music historian, Dr. Graham Skinner, to sort of start helping us understand what we had. And we've discovered, you know, literally thousands of pieces of music. And so the more we researched the context, the more we thought, oh, this is actually an exhibition. And so that's really how it came about.
Yeah, right. So if we look at the music itself, how significant was it to the convicts at the penal colony in New South Wales?
Well, it's interesting with convicts. Well, a lot of the music we've got is printed music. And a lot of the convicts who are coming here, of course, didn't bring anything with them. They weren't bringing music. They weren't bringing musical instruments. So it's sort of hard sometimes to work out what were they actually doing, because so much of it's an oral tradition. But most people would have sung songs. Of course, some people played fiddle. And we know that the little Jews harps or Jaws harps were very popular, and we actually found one in the amongst the archaeology of Hyde Park Barracks with a bit of a convict shirt stuck to it. So that's on display as well. So, and they were very portable, easy to carry around and play. But they're also sophisticated musicians. So you had piano players, music teachers, and even fiddle string makers.
Wow.
We're coming out as convicts, yeah.
Yeah, so what's some of the most interesting that object of this exhibition that you think, you know, that you really enjoy?
Oh, that's a really hard one.
Or what's one of them?
Well, the really important, I guess one of the interesting things we have is we've got the author Jane Austen's sheet music. So
oh.
She copied music. So three volumes of her music. It's the first time it's actually left southern England. So we're really lucky to get them to Australia. And so the two big fat volumes, sort of 10% of all her manuscripts are sitting there at the Museum of Sydney at the moment. And she just copied music. It's her favourite tune. So they're not new compositions. But they actually give us a really good indication of the types of women who were coming here, very similar rank, and the sort of musical habits that she was involved in were very, very much the same here.
Now, given that this surprisingly turned out to be such a large sort of exhibition, does this sort of spark future ideas of exploration or sort of other kind of exhibitions you might want to do?
Well, it's definitely the first time this has been done. And we've been working a lot with the Conservatorium of Music, so they're creating this music, and we've been immersing students in Elizabeth Bay House, for example, so a house of the time of the music that they're learning, and it's been really, we want to do a lot more of that, because it's really interesting to see the way these sort of young musicians are engaging with the Australian musical story, because they tend to look to Europe rather than to here, and it's been really successful in sort of trying to get them to think about what happened here and how do we make music.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to tell us about it.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely.